Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Boyle County has tried something that might be of interest to other counties. They've developed a guide map for self-driving tours. Jacob Pankey is financial officer for Boyle County Fiscal Court.
The official title of our brochure is Off the Beaten Path. This project was started back in October of 2016. And it was designed to be an agrotourism brochure of Boyle County.
A few stops include a general store, a distillery, an airfield. Also included are basic facts about the ag economy.
A group of five individuals in leadership Boyle County worked together to design a roadmap that took people, as we say, off the beaten path of the main areas and sites of Danville, and take them out to other areas in the community that aren't as often known about or seen either by locals or from people that are out of state.
Pankey said they didn't quite know what to expect as they searched for funding for the first printing and help for information in developing the guide.
When we first started this project and we did interviews with local farmers as well as were looking for funding for this project, we were met with only positive response, because nothing like this had ever been done before. It was unique.
The guides are available at the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Constitution Square and at Wilderness Trail Distillery, another stop on the route. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Jacob Pankey says they're hoping another entity will pick up on the brochure and do another printing, perhaps enhancing content. But this first effort, he feels, has been a success.
You know, I think it shows value in the idea of connecting both the rural and the urban areas of every county, because Kentucky is well known for its agriculture and its rural areas. So for people to be able to get this opportunity to connect the two, I think that just raises the bar for us as Kentuckians that live in both rural and urban areas.
And those with a brochure learned ag facts, such as Boyle County farm receipts stacking up at $17.9 million.
For example, the Cattlemen's Association of Boyle County has 105 members, and Boyle County's Farm Bureau has over 3,500 members of it.
If other counties want to explore the possibility of their own brochure, he suggests contacting the Boyle County Chamber of Commerce. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.